奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak and share.
首先欢迎亲朋好友弟兄姐妹来参加布道聚会。
First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone for coming here today.
我们也感谢教会诗班所献的诗歌。
And we also thank the choir for their praise.
今天晚上跟大家谈分享的是主赏赐人盼望。
Tonight, I would like to share with you the Lord gives hope.
我们每一个人都有自己的理想。
We all have our own dreams.
在要完成或达到这个所期待的事的时候。
And in order to achieve these ambitions,
我们总是会下很多的功夫。
We often put in a lot of effort.
希望事情的结局跟我们所下的功夫一样。
Hoping that the end result will respond to our work.
可是在很多的时候，
However, a lot of times,
我们有一些事情会跟我们的期待是有出入的。
There are some contradictions between the things that we do and the result.
有一次在台湾有一则新闻这样报告。
There was once a news report in Taiwan.
说谈到有一个老太婆，她差不多要八十岁了。
There was an 80-year-old elderly lady.
她一个人住在很简陋的地方。
She lived in a very poor area.
她每天就是到街上去捡这个资源回收。
And she would go and pick up things to recycle on the streets.
也就是好心人士会把一些这个塑胶瓶啊，或者什么什么东西给她拿去卖。
And people would give her plastic bottles and other things like that for her to go and sell.
因为觉得她一个人居住很可怜。
Because they thought that for her to live by herself was very pitiful.
那有几天了，她没有出门。
And there were a couple days where she stopped going out.
那附近邻居很关心，就去看她。
And her neighbors were concerned about her, so they went to go find her.
甚至拿一些东西给她吃。
And they brought some things for her to eat.
原来这位老太太她生病了。
However, this lady had gotten sick.
她没有钱看医生。
She didn't have the money to see a doctor.
这个时候正好有一个记者经过看到。
And at the time, there was a reporter who happened to walk by and see this.
就访问她。
And so he visited her.
请问你有没有小孩？
And he asked her, "Do you have any kids?"
她眼睛闭起来。
And she closed her eyes.
然后停了一两分钟才回答说没有。
And after a minute or two, she said no.
但是她说没有的时候，她眼睛掉，流出了眼泪。
But when she said no, there were tears that began falling from her eyes.
她不是没有孩子，有。
It wasn't that she didn't have kids; she did have kids.
她有一男一女。
She had one daughter, one son.
她先生很早过世。
And her husband had passed away many years ago.
所以她一个人从年轻就独立抚养着一男一女。
And so she had been a single mother for her two kids.
为了让他们读最好的学校。
And in order to have them go to the best schools.
这两个孩子也非常的认真。
And the two children are actually very diligent in school.
后来在台湾读很好的大学毕业。
Ended up going to very good colleges in Taiwan and graduated.
然后跟妈妈说我们要出国念书。
And they told their mom we want to go to a different country to study abroad.
所以妈妈把仅有的财产也卖了给他们做经费到国外念书。
So this mother sold all that she had in order to send her kids off to different countries.
这两个孩子在国外也确实念得很好，都拿到博士。
And these two children actually had very good education in the end and had PhDs.
然后就在国外定居结婚。
And they settled down in those countries and got married.
就这样子一直没有再回来。
But then they never returned home.
也没有打一通电话。
They never called their mom.
所以这个妈妈非常的失望。
Thus this mother was very hopeless.
她一个人生活不晓得多少年了。
We don't know how long she lived by herself.
她过去的期盼。
And her previous hopes.
把所有的重心都放在这两个孩子身上。
She had put all her hopes on her two children.
用尽方法培养他们。
And used all of her efforts to help them grow.
读了这么多的书。
And they had such a high education.
结果在国外定居，连一通电话也不打回来台湾问。
But when they were in the different country, they didn't even call their mom.
所以记者问他的时候。
So when the reporter asked her,
你有没有小孩?
Do you have children?
她眼睛闭起来回答说没有。
She closed her eyes and said no.
可是她的闭起来的两眼啊，却流出了泪水。
Yet the tears flowed from her two eyes.
连至亲的骨肉也会让一个长辈失去盼望。
Even flesh and blood will let an elderly person lose hope.
我们在这个世界。
We live in this world today.
有很多事情的发生。
And there are many things that happen.
并不是我们人可以掌控。
And these are things we can't control.
连最亲近的骨肉也把这个盼望给夺走了。
Even our own flesh and blood might take away our hope.
真的是一个很可怜的老人家。
This lady was definitely very pitiful.
所以很多人就发挥爱心来照顾她。
So a lot of people had a lot of love and took care of her.
当我们人陷入这种情境的时候，
When we face these kinds of situations,
我们要怎么去面对？
How are we going to face them?
世界上的人事物常常会发生一些变故。
A lot of changes might happen in a person's daily life.
有人这样说。
Someone once said,
有时候你的敌人是你最好的朋友。
Sometimes your enemy might be your best friend.
尤其在商场上的竞争。
Especially in the business world.
为了自己能够赚钱。
In order to gain and earn money.
有时候不择手段把自己的对手给打得很惨。
You might actually defeat your opponent.
其实大家都要生存。
Because everyone needs to survive.
但是这个社会，这个世界很无情。
But the society is very cruel.
很多事情的发生啊,
and many things might happen.
会造成人心理和生命的一种这种缺憾。
That causes people to lose hope.
如果你把你的盼望放在人事物，就容易产生这种悲伤。
If you put your hope in material things and people, we might have very bad results.
这个老太太，她学会一个人生活。
And this is like the lady who learned how to live on her own.
她的生活已经没有什么目的了。
She had no more purpose in her life.
活着的一天算一天。
She just lived day by day.
如果就这样子生病离开走了也很好。
If she were to get sick and leave the world, that would be good for her as well.
才不要一直想这个让她失去盼望的伤心的事。
Because in that case, then she would no longer have to think about the two children who made her lose hope.
其实人的帮助也非常有限。
And actually, the help of man is limited.
没有世界上任何人可以一直帮助你到底。
There's no human being who can help you until the end.
人都有自己的事。
Humans all have their own problems.
也有自己家庭的事。
They all have their own family issues.
也有他担忧的事。
They have their own personal issues.
怎么可能一直照顾其他人一辈子呢？
How can they take care of someone for the rest of their life?
如果这个中间有病故，
If someone gets sick in the middle
of this, 有什么意外发生，
or if a calamity happens,
你的盼望很容易就破灭了。
Then it's really easy for your hope to be broken.
但是我们要在这里跟大家谈的。
But today, I would like to share with you all.
有一位主耶稣基督。
There is a Jesus Christ.
他真的是赏赐人盼望的主。
And he is a God who gives us hope.
为什么这样讲呢？
And why can I say this?
因为他是体恤人的神呢。
Because he is the God who cares for man.
我们来看希伯来书的第四章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章我们来看这个十四节到十六节。
Verse 14 to 16.
这里记载说我们有一位已经升天得尊荣的一位大祭司。
We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens.
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus.
十三节这里说我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Verse 15 says, "We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses."
他曾经也受过试探。
Because he was tempted as we are.
只是他没有犯罪。
Yet he had no sin.
十六节这里讲。
16 says,
说我们只管坦然无惧地到他的施恩宝座前。
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace.
为了要得他的怜恤。
That we may obtain mercy.
蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
And find grace in the high.
我们在这里谈的这位耶稣基督啊。
This Lord Jesus Christ that we are talking about here,
他真的是体恤我们人类的神呢。
Sympathizes with us. He is a God who has sympathy.
根据马可福音的记载，
and according to the book of Mark,
他要行神迹医治任何人的疾病啊困难啊。
He would heal anyone's sicknesses.
他总是主动发自于内心。
And he would actively, from the bottom of his heart,
用怜悯人的心肠去帮助人、医治人呢。
Use a heart of mercy to heal those around him.
这种字眼呢、啊，在马可福音里面很多。
And there's many examples of this in the book of Mark.
这证明了他是一位体恤我们人类的主。
This shows us that he is a God who has compassion on us.
为什么我们说他赏赐人盼望呢？
And why do we say he's someone who gives humans hope?
因为他会恩待人呢、啊。
Because he has sympathy and compassion on humans.
我们一起来看这个路加福音的第四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第四章的，请看二十二节。
Luke 4:22.
众人都称赞耶稣。
So all marveled, all were witness to him.
很稀奇他口中所说的话。
And marveled at the gracious words that proceeded from his mouth.
说的是恩典的话。
These were gracious words.
他对待人啊，用恩典的话去说话。
The Lord Jesus used gracious words to speak to the people.
他口里每说出的一句话都带有能力。
And all the words that proceeded from his mouth had many powers.
他常用一句话就把各种人的疾病给医治好了。
With one word, he was able to heal the sicknesses of many.
这个也记在福音书里面呢。
And this is also recorded in the Gospels.
我们世上的人有办法用一句话就把人真正的问题解决吗？
Is there one human being who is able to use one word and solve the problems of man?
就算一句话说的合宜，也不过是暂时的。
Even if they're able to do something logical with their mouth, it's always temporary.
人的话能够改变真正的事实问题吗？
Can man change the problems of today?
没有办法的。
No, they are not able to.
我们再来看这个诗篇四十五篇。
Let's look at Psalms 45.
诗篇的四十五篇。
Psalms 45.
请看第二节。
Psalms 45, verse 2.
四十五篇的第二节。
45, verse 2.
这里说神，你比世人更美。
You are fairer than the sons of men.
在你的嘴里满有恩惠。
Grace is poured upon your lips.
所以神赐福给你。
Therefore God has blessed you forever.
直到永永远远。
For forever.
我们在这里看见。
Here we can see.
在神里面满有恩惠。
In God there is great grace.
他会照着我们人类的需要。
According to our person's needs.
然后来恩待。他要眷顾的人呢
？God will show grace and mercy to them according to their needs.
在出埃及记三十四章里面这样说。
In Exodus chapter 34, it states.
他的属性是什么
？What is the nature of God?
慈悲怜悯。
It is full of mercy and compassion.
富有诚实和慈这个公义。
And full of justice.
所以他对待人啊是很公平的。
So God treats human beings very justly.
他的作为啊真的是恩待。需要被眷顾的人呢
？And his actions are full of grace to those in need.
为什么我们说他赏赐人盼望
？Why do we say the Lord gives hope？
因为他会光照人。
Because he shines his light upon man.
我们来看民数记的第六章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
第六章我们来看。二十二节到二十七节。
Verse 22 to 27.
二十二节。
22.
神晓谕摩西说。
Lord spoke to Moses saying.
你告诉亚伦和他的儿子说。
Speak to Aaron his son saying.
你们要这样为以色列人祝福。
This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel.
说愿神赐福给你。
Say to them the Lord bless you and keep you.
保护你。
The Lord keep you.
愿神使他的脸光照你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you.
赐恩给你。
And be gracious to you.
愿神向你仰怜。
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you.
赐你平安。
And give you peace.
你们要如此奉我的名。
So they shall put my name.
为以色列人。
On the children of Israel.
祝福。
And I will bless them.
我也要赐福给他们。
And I will bless them.
这里我们看到神吩咐摩西要交代做祭司的人这样祝福以色列百姓。
Here the Lord told Moses how the priest should bless the people of Israel.
说神要赐福给百姓。
The Lord will bless you.
神的脸要光照这些人呢。
The Lord will make his face shine upon the Israelites.
在圣经里面啊。
In the Bible.
常常在形容神的作为的时候。
Whenever it talks about the works of the Lord.
先知的预言总是用大光这个字眼呢。
The prophets often use the word great.
大光要照世上的人。
Sorry, generous. He will use generously shine his light upon man.
我们来看这个以赛亚书的第九章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
请看第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一节、第二节。
1 and 2.
但那受过痛苦的是不再见幽暗。
Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed.
从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地。
As when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali.
被藐视。幕后却使这些沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。
And afterward, more heavily oppressed her by the waves, the sea beyond the Jordan.
在黑暗中行走的百姓
people who walked in darkness,
看见了大光
have seen a great light.
住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们
and those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light shone.
这是在主前第八世纪的时候
this was in the 8th century BC.
先知以赛亚就预言了那一位大光要来做的这个救赎的工作。
Prophet Isaiah prophesied that this great light was going to shine and begin the work of salvation.
后来这位大光真的来到世上了。
And then this light truly came to the earth.
我们一起来看马太福音的第四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew 4.
请看14节到16节。
Verse 14 to 16.
十四节到十六节
Verse 14 to 16.
如果从十三节看起的时候
If we look from verse 13,
说那地方靠海
says which is by the sea,
在西布伦和拿弗他利地的边界上
in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali.
所以我们看到耶稣基督来到这个地方传福音
We see that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this area to preach the gospel.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话
This was to fulfill the prophecy of the work of Isaiah.
说到西布伦地、拿弗他利地就是沿海的路。
Because the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali is by the sea.
约旦河外外邦人的加利利地。
By the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, the Galilee of the Gentiles.
有大光要照在黑暗中使你的人。
The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light.
而这个预言就实现在耶稣基督身上。
And this prophecy was manifested within Jesus Christ himself.
到了约翰福音的第一章第九节。
In John chapter 1 verse 9 it says.
那里约翰就做见证说。
There John testified and said.
那光是真光。
That light was the true light.
他要照亮在世上的人呢。
Which gives light to every man coming into the world.
所以我们看到在旧约圣经讲的那个大光。
So we see the true light or great light in the Old Testament.
就是指着道成肉身的耶稣基督
refers to the Lord Jesus Christ who came as flesh.
他就像那个真光要照亮在世上的人。
He is the true light that came to shine upon the people of the earth.
所以他会让坐在黑暗中、住在死荫之地里的人得着亮光、得着盼望。
So that those who live in darkness and in death are able to have light and hope.
所以我们看到耶稣自己也亲自做见证。
So we see the Lord Jesus Christ actually testified himself.
我就是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
跟从我的。
Those who follow me.
就不在黑暗里面走。
Will no longer walk in darkness.
要得着他的生命之生命的光。
But have the light of life.
所以他会给人盼望。
So the Lord gives hope.
因为他能够照亮。在黑暗中死荫里的人呢
？Because he is able to give light to those in darkness and in death.
黑暗中就是人活着没有希望。
To live in darkness means to live without hope.
哎，你只要去贪行恶事坏事，就如同在黑暗中里面嘛。
As long as you are greedy and are lusting after evil things, then you are living in
darkness. 住在死荫里的人好像没有生命一样。
Those who are living in the valley of death have no life.
他不知道为什么生活。
They don't know how to live.
他不知道在这个世界要怎么度过。
They don't know how to live in this world.
但是耶稣要光照他们。
But the Lord will shine His light upon them.
所以他能够赐给人盼望。
So He will give men hope.
他能够让瞎眼的得看见。
He is able to let the blind see.
他能够让那个犯鬼的得到医治。
He is able to heal the demon possessed.
他能够使害各样疾病的得到医治。
He is able to heal many different kinds of illnesses.
他能够改变这大自然。
He is able to change the nature.
他真的是全能的主。
He is truly the all-powerful God.
他真的是可以光照世界上的一切。
And he is truly the true light that can shine upon the world.
所以他会赏赐人盼望。
Thus, he will give light to all men.
这是我们世上的人呐，没有办法做到的事情。
And this is something that we on the earth are unable to do.
为什么我们说他会赐给人盼望
？And why do we say that he will give us hope?
我们一起来看。马可福音的第十章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
第十章的四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
四十五节。
45.
耶稣说：“人子来不是要受人的服侍。”
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
主耶稣基督来，他要服侍世上的人呢。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to serve man.
他用什么来服侍？
And what did he use to serve?
他用生命来服侍人呢。
He used his life to serve man.
他用生命来拯救人呢。
He used his life to save men.
要让人能够脱离黑暗，脱离罪恶。
So that men could escape from sin and darkness.
所以他会拯救人呢。
And thus he will save men.
让人今生得平安
so that we can all have peace in this life.
让人将来能够得着永生
and so that we can have eternal life in the future.
所以我们说他是赏赐人盼望的主
so we say that so this is a God who gives us hope.
我们至少提出了四点
and we've already mentioned four points.
他能够体恤人
he has compassion on men.
他能够恩待人
he has grace on men.
他能够光照人
He has shines light upon men.
他甚至能够拯救人。
And he is able to save men.
所以我们才会说他是赏赐人的，赏赐人盼望的主。
And this is why we say he is the Lord that gives hope.
有一次，在安息日下午聚会完。
Once in a Sabbath afternoon service.
有一对年轻的夫妇来找传道。
There was a young couple who came to see the pastor.
他们就说,
and they said,
我有一个妹妹在大的医院,
I have a sister who is in the hospital.
被关在精神病院里面,
and they are in the psych ward.
传道, 你可以跟我们去看一下吗?
Pastor, can you go see her with us?
本来我有事啊,
Actually, I had something to do at the time.
可是我看这个年轻的太太在讲的时候, 她眼泪已经满满的在眼睛里头。
But when I saw that this young wife was already filled with tears when she was telling me about this,
我就答应好，我跟你们去医院。
So then I said I would go see her in the hospital.
就算不能解决，我们也跟着去，也等于安慰人嘛。
And even if I can't solve the problem, then at least I can go and give comfort.
结果到了那家大医院的第六楼。
So we went to the sixth floor of that hospital.
一到那个地方啊，看到原来有很多人被关在里面了。
And I saw a lot of people there who were shut in there, actually.
有的看起来好好的。
Some people looked like they were fine.
但是却是很严重的精神病。
But they all had many mental illnesses.
为什么一个人好好的会变成这样呢
？So why would someone who was perfectly fine before become like this?
到底什么事情打击了他
？What causes them to become like this?
会造成这样呢
？To cause them to become mentally ill.
那因为事先他们有通知医院。
And before they had contacted the hospital.
所以我们被带到一个小房间。
So we were taken to a small room.
啊，她的妹妹已经被安排放在那个地方等我们。
And the sister's younger sister was already waiting in the room.
一进来我就看到她妹妹长得很高大。
And so when I walked in, I saw that the younger sister was very tall.
体材很大。
And she was very large.
比我高了半个头啊。
She was taller than me by half a head.
我们一进到小房间呢。
And when we went into the small room.
这么大的身体啊。
This.Big person.
Hey, 就在我们前面，一下子跳到沙发椅，又跳到书桌上面，哇，不得了哎，用跳用飞的。
She was basically jumping or flying from the sofa to the bookshelf.
我一看到这个不是单纯的精神病而已啊。
So I felt like this wasn't a truly just a mental illness.
她身上还有魔鬼。
She had a demon inside her.
为什么这样讲
？And why could I say this?
当她在看我的眼睛的时候
，When she looked into my eyes,
我看她的眼球会转呢。
I saw that her pupils would spin.
你试试看看，你的眼睛会转吗？眼球会转吗
？Actually, her eyeballs would spin. Will your eyeballs spin?
我那个呼吸声很重。
And her breathing was very loud.
哇。一看，哎，不行啊，这个有魔鬼在身上。
And so as soon as I saw her, I thought that she had a demon inside.
所以看了一阵子。
So I looked at her for a little bit.
就在那个小房间，奉耶稣基督的名赶撒旦。
And in that small room, I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out Satan."
又再喊一次，奉耶稣基督的名叫你安静。
And then I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I be quiet."
她突然就醒过来，就安静了。
And then she woke up and she was quiet.
所以我们连续在那里祷告两次。
So we went there and prayed twice.
后来就跟她的姐姐、姐夫讲。
And then I said to this young couple,
如果可以啊，请他们这个礼拜六来教会。
If it's possible, have her come to church on Saturday.
没想到这样的祷告。
And I didn't know, no one would have guessed that this prayer
她可以暂时出院
would allow her to come out of the hospital temporarily.
那个星期六这个女孩跟她的爸爸一起来教会。
And on the Saturday, this young lady and her father came to church.
可是来教会啊，她的眼神啊，很奇怪。
But when she came to church, her eyes looked very strange.
然后就一直说，哎呦，他们都在我旁边呢。她讲那些黑影啊，魔鬼啊。
And then she kept saying, there's so many shadows and demons beside me.
哇，信徒知道了，大家很用心祷告。
And when the Bremers knew about this, then they began to pray very fervently.
跟着我们参加安息日聚会。
And those who came to the Sabbath service.
原来这个女孩大学毕业以后
actually, those who came to the Sabbath service prayed with us diligently.
到社会去上班。
After this lady graduated from college, she worked in society. And she, sorry.
压力很大。
She had a lot of pressure.
所以常常被老板骂。
So she was often yelled at by her boss.
这个做不好，那个做不好。
And the boss told her, you're doing this wrong and doing that wrong.
后来她对自己没有自信心。
And so she lost self-confidence.
她就认为我真的不好。
And she felt that she really was bad.
忧郁太深了，后来变成忧郁症。
And because she was so worried, she fell into depression.
什么医都医不好。
And no medicine was able to heal
her. 后来开始就对，会对着空气讲话。
And then she began speaking to the air.
再来就变成跟鬼说话。
And then she began speaking to demons.
很可怜呢。
Very pitiful.
她的父亲也不能上班了。
And her father couldn't work.
是父亲每天要陪着她。
So the father stayed with her every day.
她的妈妈很早就过世了。
And her mom had passed away earlier.
所以很可怜呢。
So she was very pitiful.
后来父亲照顾到她，父亲也生病了。
And so the father took care of her, but the father fell sick as well.
后来没有办法。
And they had no other choice.
医院没有办法。
And the hospital had no
other choice. 只好去找法师了。
So they went to the law.
找巫师了。
They went to go to witchcraft.
用邪术要来医治他。
To use evil ways or demon ways to
heal her. 人说什么地方有神明很灵，他们就往那边去。
And wherever there was a spirit, they walked towards that direction.
花到已经没有钱了。
And they spent so much money that they ended up losing all their money.
有一种日本的教派叫真理教。
There's a Japanese religion called the Religion of Truth.
他们也找到那个地方去。
And they walked to that religion as well.
所以拿了这个符放在他的床头上面，还是一样没有办法赶鬼啊。
And there was like a token of blessing that was supposed to be held over her head, but that didn't pass out the demon as well.
跟这个女孩的爸爸讲。
So they spoke specifically to the father.
你如果要来真耶稣教会。
Or we spoke specifically to the father and said, if you want to come to JC,
你就按照我们教会的圣经的道理。
Then you must do according to the word of the Bible.
我们要靠耶稣基督给你们盼望。
And through Jesus Christ, there will be hope.
靠耶稣基督给你们平安。
And through Jesus Christ, you will have peace.
你们一定要配合。
And you must agree to this.
你已经用尽了各种方法。
You've already used so many methods.
所有的方法都叫你们失望了。
And all these methods have caused you to lose hope.
反而招来很多的鬼。
And instead have brought you many demons.
这个女孩啊。
And this sister,
她常常会跟我这样讲。
Would often say to me.
我的里面啊，有很多鬼。
There are many demons inside me.
我里面有一只大蛇哎。
There is a huge snake inside.
占据我所有的身心哎。
It is taking away all of my life.
哇，很痛苦哎。
And it was very painful.
所以就告诉他们妇女。
And so I told this these two.
你们要学会我们真耶稣教会的祷告方法。
Or actually, I told this father and daughter that you must learn from the TJC.
然后我们就选定一个时间。
And we will set a time.
到他的家里去清除所有的偶像。
To get rid of all the idols in their house.
所有拜过的符。
All of the idols that they worshipped.
我们把所有的东西清掉啊，装在一个小货车上面了，满满的。
And all the things of witchcraft we took out, we put them in a truck and it filled it up.
客厅里面很多贴的、挂的、摆设的很多。
There were a lot of things that were stuck on the wall, a lot of things hung up.
浴室里面也有。浴室里面也有。
Oh, in the bathroom there were also some.
这个仓库里面也有
there were some in the garage.
他们的房间都有
and there were some in the bedrooms.
所以我们一一的很详尽的把所有的东西检查过
so very meticulously we carefully examined everything.
把每一样东西都拿出来
and we took everything out.
然后全部带出去烧
and we burned it all.
当我们在处理这个的时候
and when we were getting rid of these things,
大家也是凭着信心
of course we did it with faith.
因为知道他身上的魔鬼很厉害
because we knew that the demon inside her was very powerful.
捆绑着她
it bound her,
让她受痛苦
allowed her to feel so much pain.
就这样子，她就进步一点了
And after this, she improved.
靠着耶稣的圣灵的能力。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着耶稣的名。
Through the name of the Holy Spirit.
经过慕道一段时间了。
And after a period of truth seeking.
后来这一对妇女就接受赦罪的洗礼。
This father and daughter received the baptism of washing.
洗礼上来啊。
And after they came up from the baptism.
变了另外一种人呢。
They changed into a different person.
变得很正常。
She changed to someone normal.
不多久祷告，这个女孩就得到圣灵了。
And not long after, she received the Holy Spirit.
更感动的是什么？
And what was the most touching thing?
她也参加诗班。
She actually joined the choir.
原来她唱歌也很好听啊。
She actually sang very well.
你想想看。
Let's think about this.
如果不是主耶稣亲自介入到他们的家庭里面。
If it weren't Jesus Christ himself to go into this household, they would have continued to live in darkness and death.
We see that
the Lord has compassion on
man.
We know that the Lord has grace upon men.
We know
that the Lord shines his light upon
men. 甚至用他的生命和宝血拯救人。
And uses his life and his precious blood to save men.
脱离魔鬼的辖制。
So that they can escape from the grasp of Satan.
脱离罪恶的权势。
So that they can escape from the bondage of sin.
成为得胜者耶稣基督的儿女。
So that they can be victorious children of the Lord.
哇，感谢主耶。
So we thank God.
后来她正常的去上班了。
And then she began to work as a normal person.
在他们家里，我们看到了神一切的作为。
We truly saw the miraculous works of God in her family.
这个女孩被鬼附着，常常要去自杀。
When this lady was demon-possessed, she often wanted to commit suicide.
很可怜欸。
Very pitiful.
不是找大楼准备跳下去，就是去找桥，或者是悬崖要跳欸。
She would either find buildings or bridges to jump off of.
很可怜欸。
Very pitiful.
所以她的爸爸不得不天天每一分每一秒跟着她。
So this father had to follow her every minute, every second of the day.
如果人沦落到这样的人生啊，还有什么盼望可以讲啊？
If a person lives to this point, what other kind of hope can they have?
但是全能的耶稣基督。
But this powerful Lord Jesus Christ.
借着他的慈爱。
Through his boundless love.
借着他的怜悯。
Through his mercy.
借着他大能的双手。
Through his powerful two hands.
让这一对妇女离开了没有盼望的人生。
He brought this father and daughter out of a hopeless life.
成为一个有盼望的人生，居住在耶稣基督的里面。
To live a life of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人啊，难过伤心的事不一样。
Every one of us becomes sorrowful about different things.
我们也都会遇到一些危害我们生命的事情。
And we might encounter things that endanger our lives.
这个时候我们怎么办？
So what are we going to do in those situations?
你找人也没有用。
If you find someone, it won't help.
我们要一定要找到这位能够赐给人盼望的耶稣基督。
Humans won't be able to help, but the Lord Jesus Christ can give us hope.
来到他的跟前。
We have to come to his presence.
向他祈求。
To pray to him.
求他能够赐恩惠。
And ask him to give us grace.
成为我们随时的帮助。
To be our everlasting help.
从今后我们在人生的旅途上就不再寂寞。
And in our walk of life, we will no longer be lonely.
就成为一个有生命力的人。
So that we can have a person with true life.
天天有盼望。
And have hope in our daily lives.
尤其盼望将来能够进到他预备的荣耀的天家里面。
And especially have hope that we can enter into the everlasting kingdom.
所以今天我们跟大家讲出真实的见证。
So today I share with you a true testimony.
世上任何医生、任何有钱有地位的人都做不了的事。
And these are things that no human doctor or person can do.
但是在耶稣基督里面，
But in the Lord Jesus Christ,
却能够带给人真正的盼望。
He is able to bring true hope.
保罗他也是做了这样的一个见证。
Paul also made this testimony.
我们请看罗马书的十五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
十五章的十三节。
15 verse 13.
十三节。
13.
但愿使人有盼望的神，
Now may the God of hope
因信心将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，
Fill you with all joy and peace in believing
使你们借着圣灵的能力，
That by the power of the Holy Spirit
大有盼望，
You may abound in hope
所以我们跟大家见证了这一位让人有盼望的神啊。
This Lord of hope which we testify to you today
我们要凭着信心来相信他。
Is someone we should believe in with faith.
他就会把诸般的喜乐平安能够赐给我们呢。
And he can give us boundless joy and peace.
再来要透过圣灵的能力。
Next, we have to use the power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们在人生旅程上大大有盼望。
In order to have great hope in our daily lives.
所以我们常常会鼓励。
Thus, we often encourage.
你要带着信心来认识这位耶稣基督。
That with faith we must know this Lord Jesus Christ.
带着信心向他来祷告。
That with faith we must pray to this Lord Jesus.
他若赏赐圣灵给我们。
And if He gives us the Holy Spirit.
我们就会感受到在他里面。真正的盼望
then we will feel the true hope within us.
就像那一位女孩一样
just like that lady.
受洗过后她得到宝贵的圣灵
after she was baptized she received the precious Holy Spirit.
就变得非常的正常
and became normal.
也能够为主耶稣服侍
and was able to serve the Lord.
然后过正常人的生活
and live a normal life.
这真是神给她的一个改变
this truly was a change that the Lord Jesus Christ gave her.
让他们家里能够离开黑暗
So that her family could leave the darkness
归向光明
and return to the light.
所以我们要拿着这样的信心来到这位能够赏赐给人盼望的耶稣基督。
So we have to hold on to this faith so we can receive this hope from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的人生就不再寂寞。
And then our life will no longer be lonely.
也不再孤单。
We will no longer be hopeless.
这位给人盼望的主
this God of hope.
他会将更多的喜乐平安赐给寻求他的人
will give those who ask of him more peace and more joy.
愿神祝福大家
May God bless us all.
我们一起来唱诗
Let's sing him.
348首 请坐。
Please be seated.
接下来我们要去祷告体验他。
Now we're going to pray and experience God.
我们有任何的需要在祷告中可以向他来诉说。
If we have any needs, we can ask of the Lord.
感谢主，我们这几天有几位得到圣灵。
Thank God that in these couple of days, some people have received the Holy Spirit.
其中有一位得到圣灵的时候，他的太太跑来跟我讲。
And when one of them received the Holy Spirit, his wife came to tell me.
他说我的先生求圣灵求了四十年。
She said, my husband has prayed for the Holy Spirit for 40 years.
他从来没有放弃求圣灵的机会。
And he's never given up on any opportunity to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他说如果换作他。
And she said, if it were me.
有了年纪还求不到，他可能会放弃。
If it were me and I didn't have the Holy Spirit at that age, I might have given up.
那这位太太一直在感恩的时候啊。
And while this wife was giving thanks.
看到后来，我看到她讲的眼睛也有泪水了。
I saw that she started shedding tears.
她说她为她的先生祷告了很久很久。
She said she had prayed for her husband for many years.
所以不要小看这个祷告的动作。
So let's not look lightly upon this act of prayer.
只要你有心。
As long as you have the heart.
神知道。
God knows.
他会赏赐给你最宝贵的东西。
And he will give you what is the most precious thing.
包括他的圣灵。
Including his Holy Spirit.
我们有任何需求可以向他来求。
If we have any needs, we can ask him.
最怕我们没有求。
The thing we should fear the most is not asking him.
奉他的名求。
We ask in his name.
就必得着。
Then we will receive.
但是我们要有信心。
But we must have faith.
他就会成就给我们呢。
We have to have faith that he will give us our request.
那我们在祷告的时候。
And when we pray.
自己要做一个深深的反省。
We need to reflect deeply upon ourselves.
过去以来种种，我真的很认真的拜神吗
？In the past, have I truly worshipped God diligently?
我有什么软弱
？What are my weaknesses?
有什么不好的行为
？What are my bad actions?
我们自己也要检视自己。
We need to reflect on ourselves.
用神的话来检视。
And use the word of God to reflect on ourselves.
用神圣灵的能力来帮助我们。
And use the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit to help us and to speak to the Lord.
祷告的时候，第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing we say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
接下来你要反复讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then afterwards we repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你要专心的祷告求。
We must diligently pray and ask of the Lord.
祷告的时候，眼睛不要常常偷开看。
When we pray, let us not open our eyes.
因为这几天在祷告，我有看到有人祷告，嘴巴在哈啊，那个讲灵言啊，那个眼睛还偷看。
Because in these past couple of days, I've seen people who are speaking in tongues, but their eyes are wide open.
这种祷告很奇怪啊。
And if you're praying with your eyes open,
it's really weird. 你在那边祷告震动，又有灵言，你眼睛又在看了。
You're praying with tongues and your hands are moving, but your eyes are open.
对神太不礼貌了。
This is very rude to the Lord.
太没有专心了。
This is very you're not concentrating and.
我们是在祷告神呢。
Because we are praying to the Lord.
一定要很认真的祷告祈求。
So we need to take hold of this opportunity.
相信神会给你的更多。
And believe that the Lord will give us more.
让你体验更多从神来的恩惠。
So we can experience more of His blessings.
神是全能的。
God is all powerful.
我们把所有的一切都交在他手中。
We can give Him everything into His hands.
主若愿意。
And if the Lord is willing.
有什么难成的。
There's nothing He cannot do.
他都可以处理。
He can solve everything.
只是我们的祷告声有到他面前吗？
But have our prayers reached to His?
所以我们祷告一定要专心。
Have our prayers reached Him? So we must be very diligent in our prayer. Or have to close our eyes.
双手合着放在胸前。
Clasp our hands in front of us.
双膝跪在神的面前祷告。
And pray or kneel in front of His presence.
当长老执事传道按手到我们身头上的时候。
And when the elders and deacons and pastors lay hands on us.
我们要更加迫切。
We need to pray even more fervently.
你自己祷告都无力了。
When we pray ourselves, we're already strengthless.
我们在按手的人看，哎呀，这个没有力量。
And those of us who are laying hands, we see, oh, this person has no strength.
你说这个这种祷告会感动神吗
？Do you think this kind of prayer will touch the Lord?
有的人祷告很用心呢。
You need to pray with your heart and with fervency.
甚至流眼泪。
And with tears.
因为他真的需要嘛。
Because we really need it.
他真的承认耶稣基督是万能的主嘛。
Because we truly believe that the Lord is the everlasting God.
所以他愿意很诚诚实实的，现在这个时候。好好的认真向神祷告。
So we have to very diligently and willingly pray to God in this moment.
那我们在帮忙按手的也会感受到他的用心。
And those of us who are laying hands will feel your heart.
这种祷告更能够感动神。
And this kind of prayer will move the Lord even more.
所以我们要认真了。
So we have to pray with concentration.
有圣灵的要求充满。
Those of us with the Holy Spirit must pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的要求圣灵。
And those of us who don't must pray for the Holy Spirit.
想要求医治的，你就要用信心求主帮助。
And if you're praying for healing, you have to use faith to pray for the Lord.
他会给人盼望。
He will give us hope.
我们要用这样的心态来向他祷告。
We have to use this kind of heart to pray to the Lord.
现在 请要接受按手的到前面来。
Now those who are willing to receive laying hands, please come forward.
我们开始动作。
Let's move.